This is John.
Hello, John. This is Ben Olson calling from Sheboygan's Point. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, John, is it okay if we use your last name on the air? Are you okay with that?
Sure.
John Filto, you have gone viral, sir. Well, you weren't planning on this at all. People have been asking, who is the guy in the picture, the corner of St. Clair and 8th Street, 4th of July morning? I woke up a little after 6 a.m. and saw this. My buddy, Dan Bogenschutz, Bogey, took this picture of you sitting in a downpour waiting for the parade, right?
Correct.
Unreal, my friend. This is absolutely hilarious. There you are, just scrolling on your phone in a downpour and not thinking anything of it. You're all alone, right?
Yeah, I was sitting out there, and we had just put our chair up there and a couple of tarps and stuff like that. We go there early in the morning to save spots for our family and our extended family. There are about 20 people. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just sit here. You know, it starts to drizzle a little bit. And my wife goes, well, I'm going to go ahead to the car. I'm like, I got an umbrella. I'll just sit here. It doesn't look like it's going to last that long. And it just started raining harder and harder. And it was like, I'm under an umbrella. I'm fine.
John, how long did you sit there?
Maybe about 15, 20 minutes.
And were there other people around? Because in the photo, it is just you and the rain.
Not anywhere on my side of the street at all. Where Dan was, there was, I think, him and maybe one other person underneath the overhang by Ballhorn, but really nobody else out there.
Again, photo credit to our friend Dan Bogey Bogenschutz. And of course, I wanted to know, who is the guy in the viral photo? Now, the viralness of the photo, if that's even a thing. So Bogey shared the photo, and I saw it a little after 6 a.m. I shared it on my page on Facebook, and then it kind of took off from there, too. I'm not going to take credit for the photo or the positioning or for your hard work with the parade, but it sort of blew up, and everybody started saving it. It's literally been seen around the world. I don't know if you know that.
Wow.
Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of times it's been shared and liked.
That's just crazy.
You're kind of a big deal, sir. And of course, everybody's, you know, some people say ridiculous. There's always the internet trolls of that. Dad of the year, are you going for that?
No, I mean, I'm just doing what I normally do.
I absolutely love that. This is so cool to meet you, and so cool. John Filto, you are the... you are the father of the year, and you are the guy in the viral photo. It's your moment. It's your 10 seconds of fame, sir.
It's just interesting that people think that. I mean, and really just doing what anybody else would probably be doing anyway.
Anything for your family, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anything for my family.
I'm just glad your phone didn't get wet and you didn't get too soaked and you had a great spot for the parade. Did you have a good spot for the fireworks, too? Did you do that, too? Or
yeah, sat out the fireworks. We were over by where the old armory was.
Oh, don't give away all your good spots, John. I appreciate your time this morning, and I love talking to you because this is everybody's been talking about this all weekend, and it is just so fun to talk to you. John Filto, I really appreciate your time. This is so cool to be talking to you. The guy in the viral photo, it's pouring out the 4th of July morning, but you saw the parade. I love it, man. Thanks again for your time.
All right, no problem.